Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba.
Onto the Titans, finished eighth. You know, I think it still wasn't the year that it should have been for me for the Titans, but they made the fucking finals and they lost by fucking whatever points it was, like a try or 2 points or whatever. A win's a win, in my opinion. You know what? They're much better position than they were fucking few years ago.
You could say to me the Titans underachieved or they overachieved, and I don't think I could. I don't know what to make of this season. Yeah. I mean, I remember when the Sharks made the finals last year, we said that was the worst team to ever make finals.
Yeah.
The Titans, sorry, what did they win this year? They lost more than they won. I think they lost seven, four more games than they won.
What was it? They lost 14 and won 10.
So you're losing four more games than you win playing finals footy. You could argue they overachieved to finish eighth. You could argue the record, though, they underachieved well and truly. I think it's very interesting that they're reportedly letting the halfback go. Fogarty, I thought he was the future of the club.
And they just re-signed him.
Just re-signed him. He got the coach's award last year. It's a strange one. I love Sexton. It's a small sample size, though, to go off, and he's a young guy.
And they struggled yesterday, like watching the Tweed versus, you know, he had some moments, but he also struggled in moments as well, and they didn't get the job done. So, like, are you really willing to just let go of Fogarty? Not to say Sexton can't grow to a... When he did play in a role, he played fantastic. But are you that sure?
And I think people look at Sam Walker and what he's doing, but that's in the Rooster system. Ugh. It's a completely weird... You mentioned apples and oranges before. Good God. Sam Walker wouldn't be the player he is if he wasn't at the Roosters.
No.
It's an unfair comparison.
And he still had his problems.
Well and truly.
He wasn't even in the starting side at the end of the year. Sam Walker is a once-in-a-generation freak. So just expect another seven to come in. I mean, didn't you make this same mistake with Ash Taylor?
Made this exact same mistake with Ash Taylor.
So I'm with you. This push to move Fogarty on, unless they've got cap pressure, I think it's crazy.
It reminds me a number of years ago. They did the exact same thing with Aiden Caesar. Let him go to Canberra. And it's very...
He went to a grand final.
It's a very strange one. I thought Fogarty would be there for the next decade on the Gold Coast.
Maybe they needed to do it to keep Sexton, maybe. Maybe that was part of the deal. I think a shining light is obviously Campbell.
Yeah.
Jaden Campbell. And I think a shining light as well is Brimo was also playing really good. So I think Brimo suits six really well in today's game. But Campbell was amazing. Fuck, he was good.
I think the best thing about Jaden Campbell is that he played his best footy against the best teams. Every time he took on Melbourne,
it's true.
He just lit them up.
Yeah,
it was so impressive from a kid his age to do what he's been doing. He's obviously got the pedigree in his blood.
Yeah.
But, it's something special about Campbell being on the Gold Coast.
He is fucking... I just think the Roosters have... the Titans, to sign him up now before... If they had waited two more games, he's worth $600,000. Because he was, you can just see it. The way he moves, the way he plays, the way he can bump tackles and break tackles, even though he's fucking 70 kilos, that's you can't teach that. That's a skill of knowing how to move your body in a certain way and, deflect shots by, you know, his ability to kind of, turn but not turn and they slip through is just amazing. He doesn't take the contact full on. He kind of slips through it like that. He's just amazing. I think that if he continues, you know, with a good attitude, he may go on to be one of the on the same level as Reece Walsh,
he's
maybe
got that
even
sort of
better.
Pedigree.
That's how fucking good he looks to me.
Without harping on the Jamal Fogarty stuff, I find it so interesting that they've had all these guys come through. Sexton, they're playing Brimo at six. They let Mitch Rain go. They don't have a hooker. I sort of thought Fogarty might play nine.
I thought Fogarty would be a good nine too.
I don't. I mean, the hooker position has been a problem there for so long. I mean, I
you know, I'd be signing, and I think you would have said you would have thought the same thing. The hooker for Wynnum. Fucking
yeah, he was handy. I can't remember his name.
The hooker
had
for
all the hair, he was handy.
Yeah, with the tats and the long hair and that. Fucking get him on a training trial. He looked good. He looked good. Maybe he's with another club, but someone. But letting go of Mitch Rain, I think Mitch Rain's a good solid hooker, especially when you don't have another hooker there to go.
If they can find a way to get Fogarty to Canberra, they can swap him for Josh Hodgson.
Oh, that would be good.
Imagine that Titans team if you throw Josh Hodgson in there.
Very different. Very different. I mean, maybe that's what the hold up is.
Even if you can get Tommy Starling.
Yep, absolutely. No, you're totally right. You're totally right. It is, I don't know. The whole releasing Fogarty is bizarre to me. Tino Fasu-Alawi, Player of the Year and Members Player. Corey Thompson, Coaches Award. Jaden Campbell, Rookie of the Year. I thought Tino really brought a lot of the Storm's never say die attitude. You know, he had his up and downs, though. I don't think he performed at the level that he could. You know, he had a few errors in him that really hurt his game. But what I loved about him is the attitude that he brought was something that the Gold Coast really hasn't had for a very long time.
I think a lot of people bagged him because he didn't have the highlights of last year, but he had the greatest hooker ever feeding him tries last year. Like, if you thought that was going to be the Tino on the Gold Coast, like, that's on you. That's not on Tino.
Nah, yeah.
I thought he was... the other forward that really impressed me, who, if you would have asked me 8 weeks ago, I would have said he's a reserve grader, Beau Firmall.
Yep.
He was really good. Stepped up this year in the back end of the season. I was really impressed with him. They've got players up there. It's just like they're missing that one guy.
Mm.
They're just missing that one quality spine, whether it's a hooker or I don't know what it is. But it's a very unorthodox way to go about things, spending so much money on a front rower and a second rower. It just makes things a little bit difficult for me.
It's going to be interesting to see how they use Fifita next year. I thought... Like, obviously, everyone compares him to his pay packet, and maybe he was or wasn't worth it. He still scored the most fucking tries of a forward, like, in the last whatever years, equal second or whatever. Like, yes, there were games where defensively he switched off or whatever, but overall, I thought he had a pretty impactful year.
Yeah. It's interesting, as I just said, that you spend so much money on that position. That's the way that I sort of look at it. I value positions differently. I wouldn't spend that much money on a second rower, personally, but...
I think that
if you can get his best every week, it's a bargain.
I think it was more along the lines of let's get Fifita so we can attract. I think we forget the position the Titans were in when he was signed. They were fucking like wooden spooners, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was only late in the year where they went on that run. But I know what you mean when it comes to balancing your cap. But I think the Titans have banked on, they only signed him on a 3-year deal, so they've banked on that when that squeeze does start to come, they're hoping that they're sitting in the eight and they can recruit.
Yeah.
You know, they can recruit someone in a different position and they can say to Fifita, look, we can't offer you 1.2, but we can give you, 700 or something like that. So, look, satisfactory year for the Titans. Just under. They made the finals. Now, on to the Knights. Ended up seventh. Won 12, lost 12. Jake Clifford, I thought, was a fantastic signing in the middle of the year. I thought Frizzell's been a really good signing. Saifidi brothers went to a whole new level. They were just missing key players and key positions for too long a period of time due to injuries.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Really weird season for Newcastle. Mm. There was probably week 6 to week 12. I thought that they were flying under the radar because there were so many worse teams in the comp than them. I thought they were playing really average footy. But as is the narrative, Pearce and Ponga get back on the field.
Yep.
It's a different story. I don't know. To be honest, it worries me a little bit that Connor Watson's left. Obviously, he's a great player. It's a loss, but could it be the start of something up there? I don't know. Obviously, if the Roosters are going to offer you an opportunity to go there, you're going to take it.
Well, I think the tough thing was the Roosters have offered him hooker.
Yeah.
So if the Roosters are offering you hooker, maybe they didn't. That's just my guess. But if the Roosters are offering you hooker, the Roosters, very hard to say no to.
Well, even if they don't offer you a hooker, I mean, you watch them this year, I'm sure Connor Watson would have, like, he's been there before. He understands that system. He understands Robbo. Yeah, it would have been hard for Watson to turn down. He's a smart guy.
He got their player's player and he's going, fuck.
Yeah, it's a stinger. It stinks. Mate, he got their player's player and I don't think they worked out the best way to utilise
him. Yeah, no, I don't think
so. It'll be scary to see what Robinson's able to do with him. He obviously got their player of the year, Jacob Saifidi. I think right now, Jacob is better than what Daniel was when he got picked for Origin originally.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I would argue, I think Jacob is a top shelf front row in our game. Now, yep. If you would have said at the start of this year, who's, you know, Jacob's in the top two front rowers at the Newcastle Knights when his brother's there and David Clemens there, he would have got laughed at.
No, you're right.
I think he's, and remember, he was injured for a lot of last year, got in a bit of trouble off the field and whatnot. He really impressed me this year. As with the hooker, he's another name on there, Jaden Brayley. Sort of tapered off a little bit in the back end.
Yeah.
But, man, his first 4 months of the season, they were incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So they just need Ponga and Pierce on the field. That's literally their biggest issue.
Best too. He's in that Katoni Stagg sort of category.
Yep. Needs to be on the field.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.